Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe, and welcome in. It is the hottest sports variety program, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He is Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, people, encouraged, welcomed, 1-800-878-7529. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy? What's going on, bud?
Doing really good, man. It's Sunday morning. It's another beautiful day in the Valley of the Sun down here. We got some sports we got to talk about. We got bowl games starting to start this upcoming weekend. We got the playoff picture with NFL starting to take shape. We got a lot of stuff to talk about, Dorf.
Yep, winter meetings and baseball, so you're 100% correct, my friend. A lot of things happening in the sports world. We're going to break it all down. Thoughts and opinions, like I said, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Tons to get into. We're going to dive into all of it. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Mike Wilson. And we'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us. Opinions are exactly what we want. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so a few things to get into. Obviously, we talk all NFL in hour number two. We invite SB Nation Radio in at that time, obviously, but right now is our time to get things out about things that are going on outside of the NFL, because this is our opportunity to do it. So with that being said, the New York Yankees have been making splashes left and right, bro. Obviously, they bring Aaron Boone in there. I've got a good relationship with Brett Boone. Had an opportunity to talk to him about that honor for his brother and what it may mean for the Yankees moving forward. Now they get an opportunity to bring Stanton in. They have the two guys who hit the most home runs last season. Pretty unbelievable that you can put Boone and Stanton in the same lineup, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it is. quite amazing that you can do that. But when you are the New York Yankees and you are not immune, you like to spend money for the most part, because I think they have it figured out that if you want to make some money, you got to spend some money. And if you want to win some games, you got to spend money to win games. And bringing Stanton in, and, you know, I saw that they're going to be responsible for the remainder of that contract. You know, they're all in on Stanton, and who wouldn't be? I mean, I thought he was going to be a San Francisco Giant. I really thought that was the place where he was headed, and then the Yankees just stepped in and said, hey, we will take his contract. We will take him. We will take everything that comes with him. And, you know, for right now, the Yankees have to be one of the favorites. If Stanton, you know, waives his no trade, which I haven't seen that he won't, but if he waives it, I mean, they got to be one of the favorites to win the American League next year.
Look, everybody wants to be a New York Yankee. Everybody wants to play for the Yankees.
This is
pretty much a done deal, if you ask me. And yes, they've got the two guys that can hit the ball out of the park better than anybody else. So, yeah, I would think the Yankees are a heavy favorite to have a great season next year. Speaking of next year, what had happened on Saturday night for this young man, and Baker Mayfield obviously won this award pretty unanimously. Bryce Love gets the second place. Lamar Jackson, a couple other guys who weren't invited, Saquon Barkley, and then Rashad Penny out of San Diego State finished fifth in the voting. But no shocker here, Mike. I mean, honestly, Baker Mayfield just had a very, very solid season. And it was kind of cool to see him on the podium accepting that award and being somewhat humble because of a couple of things that I saw on the field this year kind of rubbing me the wrong way about this young man. But truth be told, we're all fiery. We all have emotion. We all want to do well. And when you're put in the position like he is in the spotlight week in and week out on a Saturday, sometimes you're going to do things that the public is going to see, and it may not come across the way that you want it to. But at the end of the day, I think Baker Mayfield really showed himself very well accepting that Heisman Trophy award last night, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last person that he talked about in his whole speech, which, Dorf, I found quite interesting that, you know, usually people get up there for an acceptance speech, right? And they have their, they bring out a piece of paper. He had it all on his phone. He was scrolling through the notes on his phone. I was like, all right, hashtag millennial right there. He was very conciliatory. He was very the moment that he thanked Lincoln Riley, you know, his coach this year who took over for Stoops. That was an emotional moment for him. You could tell it was an emotional moment for Riley. A lot of things they've been through and probably the things that Riley has taught him, about being, you know, a little bit more in control. I mean, Baker plays with an edge and he needs that edge to compete. But I think Riley has tried to teach him, you know, hey, there is a line and you can't cross that line. And you could tell the connection between him and his coach was very much on his mind. The other thing that I liked is I believe it was the first people that he thanked was his O-line. I mean, that's, you know, when you got to stay upright, you got to make those throws, but you can't make those throws when you're lying on your back. And the first people that he thanked was his O-line. So that was, I like that quite a bit. But overall, I was impressed. People, you know, that got, you know, that said, oh, this guy's a jerk. And I'm like, save that. Like, just get out of the room, because the Heisman people have given up on giving it to the ultimate nice guy a long time ago. I mean, just look at Johnny Manziel. All those arguments, just save it. I don't want to hear it. It's not going to be the way that all this kumbaya, hold your hands kind of guy is going to win it. You know, we got different players. We got different eras. Just save that kind of stuff for me. But Baker, he certainly earned it. I mean, he had his Heisman moments. You have to have some Heisman moments during the season, and he had a few. So, I was glad to see Bryce Love, Pac-12 guy, get some respect last night, because he had some Heisman moments during the season, but it just wasn't on the level that Baker had.
All right. So speaking of moments, Saturday, Army, Navy go at it and they battle in that legendary football game. Did you happen to catch any of that at all? Pretty darn good football game. It was, obviously, weather was very difficult, challenging for those guys. A lot of snow on the field before the game started. But, you know, you're watching Army and Navy battle, and it's really a very interesting type of football game, Mike. Fast-paced, which we don't have a lot of in college football. And the reason it's so fast-paced is because these guys are running the ball on every single play. They go for it on fourth down a lot of the time.
They sell out.
It's just a very interesting brand of football. And when you're trying to do exactly what the other guy wants to do to you, and you have to be able to execute knowing exactly what the game plan is on both sides of the ball, I don't think there's a real advantage here, do you?
No, I really don't, because, you know, you're exactly right. they're going to, each team knows what they're trying to do to each other. You know, there's no secret, you know, Army's going to come at you at that triple option kind of deal. You're going to have, you know, Navy, who may throw the ball just a little bit more, but they're going to run the ball just like Army. So there's no secret to it. The best thing about that game is just the pageantry of it. You know, you look in the stands, you got the soldiers all dressed to the nines in their, you know, in their uniforms and all that kind of stuff. So that's always a fun game to watch. But with the snow yesterday, man, it just made it so much more interesting, you know, because it just added another dimension to that game.
Yeah, and we don't get those elements out here in the Valley of the Sun, you and I. So we can appreciate people trying to do something like that in those types of environments. But, you know, you talked about throwing the ball, and I hate to say it, brother, but there were only a total of 3 passing attempts made in that whole football game. And the biggest play was from the Army Black Knights when they made that 20-yard reception. It helped them move the ball down the field. And I think where Navy lost this football game, if you ask me, was on that drive in the third quarter where they were unable to get 7 after Zach Abey had made a crazy long run and some guy just happened to grab his foot and, you know, get him down, and they were unable to score the touchdown. They scored a field goal there. If they score a touchdown, Mike, I think this game is out of reach for the Army Black Knights, but the field goal kept them in the game, and that was quite the difference. Anyways, I do know we're up against it. Just kind of a fun little segment there to go around the world of sports and hit a few different things. But obviously, we want thoughts. We want opinions, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. And you can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. On the other side, Mike, I want to get into talking some basketball because you and I haven't done it enough. College is in full throttle. Dookie V goes down on Saturday to the undefeateds. Arizona State Sun Devils are still undefeated, but they have a big game against Kansas on Sunday. So, wow, man. Anyways, going to be crazy. Just a wild, wacky year in the sports world, as we all know. But we'll be back on the other side talking more about the NBA and maybe getting into college. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. We'll be right back here.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Peace up,
A-Town.
Yeah!
Down to 2 seconds. Deep one for Allen. Got it! Allen feeling it.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Some think I've got too much information. I don't think I've got enough. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. You can always check out the website as well, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike. So we've talked a little bit about that Army-Navy football game from Saturday. We talked a little bit about Stanton going to the New York Yankees. We have also broken down some other things. But now, man, I want to talk to you a little bit about the association. We don't talk enough about the NBA, and maybe because the Phoenix Suns really just aren't that great of a basketball team. But with that being said, man, they did push the San Antonio Spurs big time on Saturday night, and San Antonio walks out with the victory, but they had to really earn that one. And just in general, man, going around the NBA, your guys, the Boston Celtics, I know you're a big, huge fan of them, just continuing to have the best record right now in the NBA alongside those Houston Rockets, who are playing exceptionally well right now too. So both those guys are leading the respective conferences. Boston leading the Eastern Conference and Houston leading the Western Conference. And I guess the big surprise there would be Golden State. But the truth is now without Steph Curry in that lineup for a couple of weeks, you're going to see other guys like KD and our man Klay Thompson have to step it up a little bit more. So in general, man, very impressed with what I've seen so far from some of these other teams, maybe that I'm talking about, like the Houston Rockets, the Boston Celtics have been a pretty nice story so far, and Cleveland, don't worry about them right now, because they're coming on pretty strong, Mike. So your thoughts a little bit about the NBA so far? You, Mike, do me a favor and flip your mic back on is what I need you to do, brother. So Mike will figure it out, and then we'll bring him back.
There up. We go.
Yep. There, you
there
go.
We go.
What's going on, yep.
I must have hit it by accident or something.
No worries.
Like that.
No
Whatever.
Worries,
yeah. But as far as Boston, I mean, after losing Hayward in the first 6 minutes of the season, there wasn't a lot of hope, because you're like, oh, good God, we have, a very young staff. We got a young group of kids playing, but Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, to me, rookie of the year so far, are showing that they're ready for the challenge. So seeing what Boston has done and the big streak that they had, it's just amazing. Now, yeah, I was about to say with Cleveland, don't sleep on Cleveland, man, because they're 9-1 in their last 10. You know, LeBron is LeBron. I mean, you can never doubt the greatest player in the league right now. And the rest, to me, the rest of the East is just kind of eh. You know, I mean, it's still going to be Boston and Cleveland in the West. Let's see how well these Golden State people deal with Curry being out. You know, that's going to be kind of interesting for me to see. Can KD carry a team? Does Draymond step up his game? We all know Klay's going to come to play. I mean, I'm a big Klay Thompson guy. I think he's the second best player on the team. Houston, what can you say there? I mean, they're just straight out balling Houston right now. What about all this Oklahoma City talk? Oh, Oklahoma City's going to be this. They're going to be fantastic. They got three guys that need the ball. There's only one ball. Like, I was never sold on that. I was always, Houston's going to be better than Oklahoma City, and they're kind of proving it right now. San Antonio, you know what? They're balling pretty well, and they've done most of this without Kawhi. You know, I know you and I are both big Kawhi guys. And I would trade the farm to have Kawhi on my team, but San Antonio is just kind of sitting there, right? They're kind of doing what San Antonio does, just kind of laying in the weeds, win here, win there, you know, and it's been impressive because Tony Parker's been out, Kawhi's been out, and they're still 19-8. I take that after 27 games.
Yeah. And Tony Parker now back in the lineup, but Kawhi still not in that lineup. So you're right. And I think that they deserve a lot of credit. And, you know, we talk about in the NFL, systems are what make players. Yeah. I got to say that Greg Popovich's system makes his players, and it doesn't matter who's out there, just plug them in. They're going to go out there and have a lot of success. The one team he didn't touch on, who I think is having a fantastic season, when you talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and thinking about Paul George moving on from Indiana. Indiana's been a very surprising story. Victor Oladipo has gone in there, and he's really taken on the reins of being a leader. So I've been pretty impressed with what he's done. My Milwaukee Bucks starting to play a little bit better. I watched him play the Utah Jazz on Saturday night, and the truth is, Mike, I feel like Bledsoe and Giannis are beginning to understand each other quite a bit. They know each other's role. They're respecting each other out there on the floor. Yep. I think they're starting to make the right decisions more often than not. And the Milwaukee Bucks are starting to find themselves now inside of the top four for the Eastern Conference, which is nice to see. And I think Detroit, they have their nice start. They're starting to come back to reality a little bit as to who they are. The Sixers, I think Markelle Fultz will be back for them pretty soon. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue to develop. Washington playing without John Wall a little bit. They're struggling. So I think the Eastern Conference, very competitive right now. And the thing that's surprising me most about everything, Mike, is, you know, you have Boston, you've got Houston and Golden State, and then pretty much Cleveland, San Antonio, and the rest of the way it fills out is very similar on both the Eastern Conference side and the Western Conference side. And another team we didn't mention are those Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yep.
They are playing pretty well. I got to give credit where credit is due. Butler going over there has obviously had a huge impact with those younger guys. Wiggins playing well. Towns playing well. It's a pretty good look there in Minnesota as well.
It is a really good look. And let's not forget that they got Jamal Crawford too. Good veteran shooter. That Grizzly coach that they got, you know, he's been through the wars before. So he knows how to handle young talent. And don't sleep on the Timberwolves. They're going to figure this out. They're young. I'm a big Cat fan. Love his game ever since he came out of Kentucky. So Minnesota is just kind of sitting there. I agree. The Thunder have just kind of been a little bit of a disappointment, or a big disappointment in any stretch of the imagination. Look at the Lakers, though. They're 10-15, sitting right there in the 10th spot. You know, they're not too far. I mean, there's plenty of season left, but depending on how things go, they could sneak into that 8th spot. I mean, I don't want that to happen. I'm not a Laker fan at all. But, it's not right now. It's not out of the realm of possibility that the Lakers could sneak in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting watching those last couple spots, 6, 7, and 8 in the Western Conference. You know, everybody teetering around that 500 mark, the Portland Trailblazers, one game over 500, the Pelicans at 500, and then the Utah Jazz under 500. But in that final spot there in the Eastern Conference, I'm sorry, the Western Conference right now. But unlike you, I think that the Oklahoma City Thunder will figure it out. Give them till about the All-Star break or so, and let's see if those guys can't start coming together a little bit better. And I think, you know, the problem that they're having is, you know, like you said, there's one ball. There's a lot of guys that need to touch that ball. Russell's got to go back to doing what he did last year. I'm sorry, but if you ask me, in my humble opinion, those other two guys need to fit in with what he's doing. It's not a matter of him trying to be a better team player. No, 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 no. The guy was the ultimate team player last year. Think about it. He averaged a triple-double, for crying out loud. So at the end of the day, he's got to run up and down the floor. He's got to be trying to find guys in the open space and have guys do things that they didn't know that they necessarily could do. And that's exactly what happened for the Oklahoma City Thunder last year. This year, the ball isn't moving like it was last year because you have guys like Paul George and Carmelo Anthony in that lineup. So I think they'll figure it out. I really do. I think they just need to start distributing that rock and moving without the ball a little bit more. And I think they'll figure things out there. The Oklahoma City Thunder. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll be back. He is Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. Get at us, by the way, 1-800-878-7529. That's the digits. And then hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, or Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Again, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, steinersports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to steinersports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at steinersports.com.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Blackman back in the shotgun. Single receiver left, two to the right. Blackman has the snap. He's back. He looks. Throws deep down the middle. Intercepted by the Tigers. Back to the 25. Now to the 30. 35, 40. Near sideline, 45, 50. And finally run out of bounds. Van Smith, the safety, comes up with a pick of Blackman. A 35-yard return, and the momentum is flipped back to the Tigers.
You're listening to...
All righty, people. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Check out that website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so you heard the Clemson fight song on our way back. You heard a little highlight there. So obviously, it's time for Mike and I to go bowling a little bit here. As we know, bowl season right around the corner. It gets started next week, and exactly, you got the guys from Troy playing North Texas, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. You'll also have Western Kentucky and Georgia State. You'll also have Boise State playing Oregon, a team that you and I are pretty familiar with because we both hang out in the Pac-12. Obviously, Marshall, Colorado State, Middle Tennessee State, and Arkansas, and that's going to do it for that day. And then Tuesday the 19th, Akron and Florida Atlantic, who, by the way, had a really, really nice season under one Lane Kiffin, right? So we'll see how they do against that team from Akron, Ohio. On Wednesday, Louisiana Tech plays SMU. That's the 20th of December. 21st of December, Temple and Florida International. UAB and Ohio going at it on the 22nd. Central Michigan and Wyoming also on the 22nd. Texas Tech, South Florida on the 23rd. And South Florida had a pretty darn good season as well. San Diego State, those guys had a great season, to be honest with you. Rashard Penny rushing the ball the way that he did. They play Army, by the way, who, like I said, played the Army-Navy game on Saturday. They did come out on top over Navy, so that was pretty impressive. They have a chance to get to 10 victories, by the way, which is pretty special for the Army Academy. Anyways,
yes,
Appalachian State plays Toledo that day, and then the 24th, Fresno State and Houston. Utah and Virginia starting up on the 26th, I believe, of December. There's a couple more games to get to, Mike, and then obviously we know we got the big dogs to get to. Utah, West Virginia, like I said, the 26th. That's a pretty good matchup, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Duke, Northern Illinois, Kansas State, UCLA, which will be in our backyard here at Chase Field, Phoenix, Arizona. And maybe you and I will be out there to check that game out. I'm not positive, but hopefully we get credentials for that one. Southern Mississippi, Florida State. On Wednesday the 27th, Iowa and Boston College, Arizona and Purdue on that night as well, Texas, Missouri also. Thursday the 28th, we're getting there, Mike. There's just so many to get through. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Virginia plays Navy, the other, the Naval Academy. So, again, they played Saturday against Army, go down. Had a good season, though, 6-6, and they played a tough schedule, to be honest with you. Virginia Tech, Oklahoma State, that's not a bad game. Stanford, TCU, that's not a bad game. Washington State, Michigan State, not a bad game there either.
Yeah.
Friday the 29th, Wake Forest, Texas A&M, not a bad game there either. This is an interesting one. North Carolina State playing Arizona State. And the interesting part of this is Ryan Finley, a kid from Arizona, plays for NC State, getting opportunity to play against Arizona State. I think that's just kind of ironic, interesting, however you want to throw it. Kentucky plays Northwestern, New Mexico State, Utah, USC, Ohio State. That might be a good football game. That one's in Arlington, Texas.
This might be.
Yeah, and that's the Cotton Bowl. Louisville plays Mississippi State. That's another maybe pretty good game. Iowa State, Memphis. Washington, Penn State. That's good probably game. A good football game. Yep. Wisconsin plays Miami in the Capital One Orange Bowl. I would say advantage Miami in that one based on location, except the fact, Mike, Wisconsin travels very, very well. And I'll guarantee you people are going to be wanting to get out of Wisconsin at that time of year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Cool.
So they're going to be traveling pretty well, too. All right. So now we're getting to these January games. Michigan plays South Carolina. UCF, who Scott Frost just left to go back to Nebraska. And it makes sense. Guy had a really, really solid career for them. So he goes back to his roots. They play Auburn, which is – this is going to be a good football game. We'll find out if UCF can play with the big dogs, right?
Yeah, and, you know, an interesting little tidbit about UCF and Scott Frost, he is taking every – assistant coach that he had at UCF to Nebraska. I love it. I mean, but you never hear of that. You never hear that all the assistants are going. So that'll be interesting to see how they approach that game. And we will find out if they can play with the big boys.
Yeah, and then Notre Dame plays LSU in the Citrus Bowl. And now we get to our Final Four, man. Finally, Georgia plays Oklahoma, who's led by Baker Mayfield, who got that Heisman Trophy Award, as we all know, on Saturday night. Alabama plays Clemson. It's a rematch of the national title game. And then, obviously, Monday night on January 8th, it all comes down to Alabama-Clemson, Oklahoma-Georgia. In all honesty, obviously, those are the big ones, Mike, and that's what most of the people are wanting to see. But
yes,
is there a game other than the championship games, the semifinal games and the championship game? Is there anything that's kind of touching you or you're looking at going, wow, that may be a really good football game?
The Holiday Bowl in San Diego with Michigan State and Wazoo, Washington State, that I think that's going to be a tale of two different types of teams and which team's going to impose their will, because Wazoo is so wide open. Luke Falk throws, you know, video game numbers up there, and Michigan State's always known as having that, you know, we're going to run the ball, we're going to control the clock, we're going to stop the run on defense, you know, big, tough Big Ten football. So that to me, and I'm waiting to hear if I go out to San Diego for that game, to see if one of the, you know, which team is going to break through in that game. The other one that kind of gets to me, and just from the standpoint of what he had to deal with at the beginning of the year, is Arizona-Purdue. Rich Rod had 50 new players, legitimately 50 new players on that team, and he got them to a bowl game. That it just seems interesting to me what those young kids are going to be able to do and the experience that they're going to have getting, you know, an extra 10 to 15 practices in with the bowl game. The other one is that Stanford TCU game. Both teams like to, you know, it's kind of like flip-flopped. With TCU likes to light up the scoreboard. Stanford's more that Big Ten. We're going to stop you with the run. We're going to, you know, we're just going to play power football. So once again, it's kind of like that Wazoo Michigan State game to me. I think that's going to have a setup to be a great game. And then just the Sun Bowl with Arizona State. Todd Graham's last game, you know, see how he goes out, see how the players, you know, are they focused in and they want to send Todd out with a win? Do they just kind of pack it in and, you know, just kind of, okay, here we go with Herm Edwards for next year. You know, it's just going to be interesting to see how they react in that game. And then USC, Ohio State, I think that has the possibility that might be in the best bowl game out there.
All right, so I like your assessment, brother. I mean, a lot of the games that you touched on are games that intrigue me, but you left one out, or maybe more than one, maybe two or three, that I do find to be somewhat interesting. And that
the Fiesta Bowl is going to be great.
Well, I was going to say, you know, Washington, Penn State, that is a good football game. You got a very interesting matchup of coaching, players on that field. That is an intriguing matchup for sure. Wisconsin and Miami, I think that's interesting too, because both of these teams, as we both know, play really, really good, solid defense. Mm-hmm. And it's a question of who can come up with a couple of offensive plays to kind of break this thing up a little bit. Yep. I think Michigan's interesting in the sense of, you know, 8-4 for most.
Yep.
They're saying, hey, this is a pretty good season. For them, I think it was somewhat disappointing. So can they beat a South Carolina team that overachieved a little bit throughout the year? And can Michigan go into next season with some momentum? And I'm also very intrigued by UCF playing Auburn. You know, this is a team that has just kind of gone up and up in the ranks, Mike. And to me, they're a football team that was definitely on the rise with Scott Frost. But now there's going to be a new era there for UCF. So can they continue the recruiting that they've done? Can they continue the real solid play that they've had? I just think there's a lot of question marks there. So, and then all the matchups, man, those final games, they're great. I think the committee did the right thing. I think we got the four best teams, Mike. I really do.
I really do too. And all the people that can't handle two SEC teams being in there, just go to the back of the room and just cry in your milk. You know, if the thing is from the committee, and this is what they said at the very beginning, they want the four best teams. If it's four best teams and two of the teams are out of the same conference, so be it. Get over it. That's what we want as fans. I mean, people get butthurt about, oh my God, you got these other conference champions that are not in there. Well, you know what? Those other conference champions are not as good as these other two teams. Like I have no problem with multiple teams from the same conference being in whatsoever. If that is the four best teams, go with it.
I agree with you, man. And I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that was that's exactly what my thought was going to be is, look, I'm tired of being politically correct on certain things. And this is one of them. You don't need to have a team representing each different region. At the end of the day, it's about competition, man. And you want the best playing the best. And ultimately, Ohio State beat Wisconsin in that Big Ten championship game, as we all know. But the bottom line is they got beat by Iowa, and Wisconsin beat Iowa. So you just got to look at things objectively. And I think it's really difficult for people to look things objectively when you're talking about their certain team. But the only way that Wisconsin was getting in was as if they
ran
the table, won every game, had no losses, because the strength of their schedule outside of that didn't warrant it. And I would have to say the same thing for Ohio State. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, you turned it on late in the season, but at the end of the day, it wasn't enough. You had those losses to teams that were outside of the top 25 when you played them. So ultimately, you have yourself to blame. And you got to say something interesting about the fact that Alabama sits at home and they don't play in a game and they move up. And I get it. I can understand how people can be upset about that, but it's just the luck of the draw to a certain degree.
It is. And you can look at Alabama. We've watched Alabama all year. They could be favored against any one of these teams. Yeah, you could look at the line and be like, they could be favored. So, they deserve to be in, regardless if they won it or not.
No, I'm with you. So we got to take one more quick pause for the cause, as we know, and then we're going to come back and wrap up this hour. Hour number two, all NFL football. We'll be welcoming in SB Nation Radio. So we like hearing from those people in Dallas and Vegas and all over the place. Keep it close, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
They break through here.
Looking to just fall on it. And now a fight for the ball, and picking it up is Jacobs. Jacobs is running it in. That is a touchdown for Wisconsin.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We offer our congratulations to Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Baker Mayfield, who wins the Heisman Trophy. What a year for Mayfield. In 13 regular season games, he completes 71% of his passes for 4,340 yards and 41 touchdowns, an NCAA college rating of 203.8 for Baker Mayfield. And he is the winner over Bryce Love of Stanford. The fine Stanford running back averaged 8.3 yards per carry with 17 rushing touchdowns during the season. But, you know, he missed about a game and a half with the ankle sprain. Probably hurt some by Stanford's late-night kickoffs along the West Coast. So Baker Mayfield of the Oklahoma Sooners wins the Heisman Trophy Award. We'll talk about that and more in our next edition of College Sports Insiders. I'm Pat Olson.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, or Dorf on Sports and Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, Mike, so only a couple of minutes left in this hour. Let's hear a final thought about some of the things that we've been discussing. And then, as you know, hour number two, all NFL. We bring in SB Nation Radio. We talk all NFL people. So get on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. But a final thought, Mike, about this hour?
I'm just going to say, hey, this is an exciting time for sports this time of year. I mean, you got the NBA, which – to me, the season really starts on Christmas Day with those four or five games. You got the bowl season. It's going to get cracking here in another week. You got the national championship in football. I mean, it's just a good time to be a sports fan right now.
I agree. That was pretty well said, my friend. And you know what? To add to that, NHL hockey, you got the winter meetings coming up in baseball. So much, man, is going on. You hit the nail right on the head. And, you know, just around the corner, we've got those guys going down under for the Australian Open. So much to talk about. Hour number two, like I said, all NFL. So we want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Bird Gang, Raider Nation, Steeler Nation, Packer Nation, whatever
Alice.
Nation. Alice Cowboy Nation. We want to hear from you people. So anyways, keep it close. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.